funny thing is, people have said to me, you know, quitting smoking is probably one of the hardest things you'll ever have to do. And I'm going, sorry, can't go along with you there. I never had a problem. Never had a problem. But there was no cravings. There was no nothing. And for me, it was I had three things to get over. I had to get over a weekend, a day off, like home by myself, and just out and about with the dogs. And luckily that same weekend, I think I came into you on a Tuesday or a Wednesday, and that weekend was the weekend when it all took place. So by Monday I was done. In fact, as I'm walking in the door, I'm thinking, I only have one cigarette left. That's not going to be enough for when I get out of here. Oh yeah. Oh my gosh. As I'm sitting there, I'm thinking, yeah, this is a crock. And then when I left, and it was like I left my cigarette, the one cigarette I had, I left there, and that was it. And I swore upside down backwards that I would never be one of these reformed smoker people if I ever quit. And now the smell of cigarette smoke bothers me. People who actually smoke, that I see them smoking, they look stupid, they look silly. And I'm thinking, oh my God. But people coming into the office, for example, if they've been smoking, I know. And I never knew before. I think I was about 16 when I started, 16, 15, 16, and I'm 48 now, so yeah, I would say it's okay to be skeptical. I would say, yeah, keep it, because, you know, I was definitely skeptical till I walked out of there. And I think people have the misconception that, and I certainly had the misconception, that hypnosis is like the 1, 2, 3, you're under, you'll make me cluck like a chicken, that kind of a thing, like a show, like a stage show. But to actually sit there and realize that you hear everything she said, you understand everything that's being said, and still, for whatever reason, it worked. Right, and that's what I did. I mean, there were times when I'm thinking, because I drifted off, I think about what I did to work today, what I got to do tomorrow, and then I think to myself, oh, maybe I should be listening. And then I tune in again, and then I drift off again, and I'm going, this is not going to work. This is a waste of money. And then, nope, I haven't smoked since, and I've had no cravings. I haven't gained any weight. I haven't picked up junk food habit, nothing. They just come to me and they go, you quit smoking. I know one gentleman, he works in my husband's office. I think he was keeping track of me. And he finally went, and he hasn't smoked since either. Oh, it definitely works. It definitely works. I was shocked. And I was kind of watching the TV when they so-and-so quit using the patch, and so-and-so quit using this and this. And I'm thinking, why don't they ever offer that? Why don't they say so-and-so quit because of hypnosis? Yeah, no. I was so skeptical anyway. And the reason I chose that we had a choice at work at how we wanted to quit. And some people chose the laser, and some people, and me, one of them, chose the hypnosis. And I chose the hypnosis simply because I didn't have to do any homework. With the laser, you had to go home and you had to do a cleanse and you had to take these vitamins. And I didn't want any of that. I just wanted to stop, and that was it. And that was what the hypnosis did. There was no homework. I didn't have to worry about going home and taking cream of tartar and something else and vitamins for a month and then going back for boosters. And none of that happened with me. So I wanted something that I was going to be done, and that was it. I didn't want to have to work at it. I wanted the lazy way. Yes, you need to be. You have to be ready, I think. Not necessarily even a great desire, because I was kind of doing it out of pressure. Everybody at work was doing it, so you might as well jump on the bandwagon just to see. And maybe part of me wanted to go, I told you this wouldn't work. But I was floored. I expected a clinical setting. I didn't get that. That in itself was an amazing thing. I was very comfortable. I thought it was very, very relaxing, very, I was made to feel welcome, like I wasn't intruding. It was nice there. The voice was quite soothing. People say, when did you quit? I'll say, my last cigarette was 6:15 on February 8th. People say to me, well, don't you smoke? I went, no. And they say, well, what do you do? I went to hypnosis, and they went, get out. You? And I went, yeah, me. I mean, the fact is, nobody can believe I just quit. Like, nobody would go, you quit? Yeah, I quit. How did you quit? what'd you patch? What? No, I just went to hypnosis and that was it. No. So that, I think that was because I had never tried to quit. And that's just it. I had never tried to quit.
Yeah.
At one point when I was maybe 15, 20 years ago, I stopped for a month or two. But I had never wanted to quit. I enjoyed my cigarette. I loved smoking. I knew it was bad. I knew it was nasty. But I loved my cigarette. Yeah, I said, okay, that's it, I'm done. I was a pack-a-day smoker, sometimes more, depending on what I was doing. If I was bored, if I was home and bored, it was more than a pack-a-day. And I would panic. If 8 or 9 o'clock at night came and I only had half a package left, I would panic because I would have to go, okay, now I can only have one every so many minutes before I can get to the store in the morning. It's good. And I'm a heck of a lot richer because what I did in my case was I put the money aside for the cigarettes every day. So that was $300 a month. To me, that's my, because, and I'm not, I don't put it towards, well, I got to pay this, I got to do that. It's like, well, okay, if I was smoking, it would be gone. So I actually take what I would have taken for cigarettes out of a paycheck, and I put it aside. And if I decide to blow that on a tree, I'll blow it on a tree. It's gone. It's mine. Yeah, I mean, in a year, we figured that in a year, that's a trip. That's a trip for both of us. Oh my gosh, it was unbelievable, especially for somebody who, me, I was a skeptic. I had no intention of quitting. I didn't want to quit, and then all of a sudden, I was done.
Yeah.
I walked into her office a smoker, I walked out a non-smoker, and I left my one cigarette behind. And I think, too, and probably for a lot of people is the same thing, it's the fact that you guys are not going, okay, well, whether this works or not, I want your money. You guys will sit down and talk first, and if you don't think it's workable, you don't do it. And there's a guarantee that says, okay, now this is what we're guaranteeing. If you need to come back, come back. Come on back. We don't mind. And that made me feel a little more comfortable. And I bet that was the same thing for a lot of people because they're not out of pocket anything if it doesn't work. That puts people more at ease, and I think that makes people more willing to come and see you guys. Because then they don't have to worry about, oh, my God, what if this doesn't work? They go in with a more relaxed attitude and more open to any suggestion, whatever the suggestion, to quit. At first I thought, how could somebody guarantee something like that? And then I thought, okay, I'll bite. I'll go for it. So I did. Oh, it's been great. It's been great. I am so glad you guys are doing that because I had no idea you existed till somebody happened to be going through the website looking at the smoking, quitting smoking here in Victoria, and your site came up as one of the options. And my girlfriend, actually, the one who did the laser, she said, well, if you don't want to do the laser, go do the hypnosis. And I went, where can you do hypnosis here? But I had no idea you guys existed. I mean, I'm now guilty of that. I'm now guilty of that. Oh, my gosh, how silly do you look? And to watch people as they're driving down the road and watch them smoking in a car looks absolutely ridiculous. And even though it's only been like since February 8th for me, it feels like I've never smoked. Do I smell better? My endurance level for my heart rate, it's longer. It takes a longer time to get it up now as opposed to before it was not. I mean, I've attempted bicycling up hills that, okay, let's just see if we could do this for the hell of it, and gone. Whereas before I had to go, I mean, I don't know if you know this area, but Jacqueline Road between Canwest Mall and Goldstream is a little bit of a grade. I could never do that before. And I left the gym yesterday and off I went. But that means other than the smelling different and my clothes don't smell, but then, you know, and when I was smoking, I never noticed any of that. Never noticed. And there are people who come to the counter now or come into the office or have been in the elevator, and I actually have to walk away because I can't handle it. And I just think that is just so wild, so bizarre. And I'm going, yeah, right. And people would joke with me before I went, okay, now, yeah, I wonder how often you're going to have to cluck like a chicken. I'm going, give me a break. She's a professional. She's not going to do something like that because I, too, had no idea. I was going by what I perceived. And I was very impressed with the fact that she addressed the the weight gain or the cravings for candy and chocolate and food. I was really impressed with that because I think for a lot of people, that's a big concern. Yeah, that I was impressed by that. That was one of my concerns. And then I thought, you know what? I'll worry about that later. I'll just give this a shot and see what happens. And I wouldn't doubt, but over the 4 months, I've lost a couple of pounds here or there. But I certainly haven't gained anything, and I haven't had cravings for candy or chocolate. I haven't substituted food for a cigarette. I tell you, it was one of the best things I've ever done. And as for the hardest thing, no, it was a piece of cake. Yeah, you guys, it was easy. I really wish I could say it was difficult, but it wasn't difficult at all. You guys made it easy.